everybody. Welcome back. Episode 5.
Episode 7. welcome back.
This is week 5.
We are fresh. And ready to go. It's been a whole week, and we're really excited to
Starting the podcast, and it's 9:40, and we just lost an entire podcast. Literally 1 minute ago.
Awesome.
Now, why do you want to tell the viewers
what
happened?
I mean, we went to check how the podcast was. You know, see how long it was.
After we had a
crawled
dynamite,
out of our fort.
After we had a dynamite podcast.
Yeah. So we crawled out the fort, opened the door. Mic's unplugged.
Yeah.
Only 13 seconds recorded.
13 seconds were recorded. So do you know what happened?
Judging by Spencer tells me when we get back into the room, close the door gently. I'm thinking I may have closed the door on the cord?
No, I closed the door.
Oh, okay.
I closed the door, hooked the cord, pulled it right out. Literally before we could say anything that was comically genius.
It was so funny.
We got nothing.
I'm so sorry for you guys that you missed it.
Oh, how are you feeling, Wyatt?
Really tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really? How many hours of sleep did you get? Because
like
I got 6.5.
It's not good.
It's better than some. I was up recording our dialogue, as you know.
Not recording. I know all this. I can't even pretend to be surprised. I don't have it in me.
Okay, we're shortening up the podcast. The last one that we recorded was about like 50. The last one that we recorded was like 50 minutes. It had some of our best bits, like Texan talking with the New Yorker.
New Yorker.
With the New
Texan.
The bagels.
Yeah.
Do you know what makes the bagels so good? I've lost. Do you know what makes the bagels so good in New York?
Yes, I do. You told me not but 30 minutes ago.
I've never met you before in my life.
No, we already had this discussion.
Never met you before.
Are you sure you don't
in
have
my life.
A mental disease? We just talked about this.
Oh, now you're ringing a bell. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We already discussed
now,
this.
Now, Mr. Texan.
Uh-huh.
You came all the way up to the North Bronx.
Uh-huh.
To talk to me.
No. Yes.
You gotta get your mind straight.
Oh.
Because there ain't no oil up here.
What?
There's only the oil that I'm gonna be slapping in your face.
Wait, there is oil or there ain't oil?
It's just canola oil.
What am I doing here, then?
Because that's all we have is our canola oil.
Do you have
for
cows?
Our bagels. That's what makes our bagels so good. It's not just the vitamins in our water.
Are there cows here?
No.
Are there cows here, sir?
We have a couple cows.
What else do Texans like?
Barbecues.
Do you have barbecues?
We do not have our barbecues.
You don't even have barbecues?
You go back to your Texan.
I think I will. I reckon I will. Because what's the point of life without barbecues? Now I sound like Forrest Gump.
Man.
Who is a Texan?
That's
Louisiana?
Tough.
All right, yeah, that's it.
That's tough to keep a solid accent going for that long.
Twice.
Oh, God.
Bring it back.
Twice.
On my mind.
Twice.
That's fine. Fine.
If you don't mind, I'm going to shake some stuff up.
All right.
And get to some of my ideas that are going to make the podcast.
Better.
Better.
Nice.
Now, we're going to expand as well as reiterate what we have previously talked about.
We're gonna expand, okay.
Number one. I mean, your memory is so bad, it's probably bad. Do you remember number one?
I don't remember them in order. Oh, actually, wait. Jesus. Wow.
Unstuck up on me.
Swallowed a fly.
Something like that.
Cack out your tongue?
Nope. Just some saliva that went down the wrong hole.
Oh, it went down the wrong pipe.
Went down the wrong pipe. We can kidnap some of the best podcasters and bring them on the show.
Oh, I will name them because you told me them last time. All right. Guy Frances.
Montgomery. That is Guy Montgomery from the Worst Idea of All Time podcast.
Instead of Tim Cook?
Bet.
Tim Bat.
Bat.
Tim Bat. Because he sucks.
I love them both. They compliment each other very much, but I just chose Guy. It's just, I basically flipped a coin.
They're both so funny.
Gavin Free from the RT podcast.
Yes.
And you won't get these ones. Rhett and Link.
I remember mode, though. Sorry.
Mod.
Mod.
M-A-U-D-E.
Who should be French?
Just regular. No. Mod Garrett. She's an Aussie, and Guy's a Kiwi, and Gav's British.
All the accents. So, that's what got us talking about accents.
And then guess what?
What?
I talked about New York.
Yeah, and then I talked about Texas. Oh, North Dakota.
And then we realized that Wisconsin. All we have to talk about is bagels and oil.
And it's fine. And then it's super funny. Comedy gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to pour your oil on my bagels and then we'll light on fire? We'll have fire bagels.
I love a big bonfire.
I have a lot of bagels, okay?
Man, that boy's getting on my nerves. You might as well just, could you mind stepping into that bonfire?
Number two, we can raise money for charity.
Right.
And then put that money directly into the podcast.
No, don't tell them again. We made the same mistake last time. We're going to raise money for charity.
And then we can put it directly to our podcast.
SpencerWyatt.paypal.com?
Yeah. That's our charity.
That's our charity. I mean, that's just
look
how,
at us, Wyatt. We're charity causes.
That's how we're gathering money for charity.
We're charity causes, Wyatt.
We need charity.
I'm kidding. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Wyatt.
I was already looking at
Wyatt,
you.
Wyatt, look at me. I'm a winner.
And I'm a loser.
I'm not here to tell you you're a loser, Wyatt, but look at me.
Last time you did.
I'm here to tell you I'm a winner.
All right.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner, too. I've just decided.
Oh, good for you.
You know what I win at?
What do you win?
Basketball.
Wow.
Platinum.
Nice, Wyatt. Platinum in the basketballs.
You play basketball today.
You got platinum out of the three of us.
Yeah. I got gold.
I got bronze.
Yeah, because you didn't even get silver.
Maybe. I got a participation ribbon.
I actually got silver, but I just decided that I got platinum.
That's exactly what happened, Wyatt.
Yeah.
Same with Brady just saying I got gold. There was three of us. Decided. We weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
We can kidnap one of the party leaders of the Canadian political parties. The NDP, right. The Liberals, the Democrat, the Conservatives. And we can brainwash them into advertising for our podcast. And then here comes the kicker. We fix the election.
How?
What?
How do we fix it?
Oh,
what's wrong with it?
Just a second. I got to check my notes. You know, I didn't write that one down.
All right, that's fine. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I didn't write that down, but
I'm sure it's easy.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good idea because then we fix the election, then our person that's brainwashed gets first. We can also brainwash them to get us tax cuts on just us.
Yeah, of course.
And then it'll be really suspicious when they announce it.
Are you ready for something for our adult viewers, our mature viewers?
Yeah,
joke.
I have a couple more, but go for it.
It would be really great if we could get all four political leaders on our podcast and have them have a debate because, hold on, this joke is not worded correctly. Yes, it doesn't happen. And they all decided that they were all floozies and they didn't want to debate their children and they didn't want to talk to each other.
Oh, my, Wyatt.
I mean, it did happen.
That was a bad joke.
It wasn't going to happen.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, but mature people don't care how you word it. They
it's
just...
like you've been sitting in this room for 2 hours or
I have. It was funny in my head.
I put, we talked about this one before. I'm basically going to throw it out. We can give everyone in North Korea an iPod with our podcast on it.
Yeah, it's that's not going to work. We decided.
Yeah, because nobody has internet access and they don't know English. Awful. I think that's one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think they're allowed.
They speak Korean. But we're funny. We could be educational. We could intercut every 30 seconds with praise the golden savior man, whoever his name is.
Oh,
Kim Jong-il.
Supreme Leader.
Yeah.
Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
But we can just get rid of that one. Here comes another one. Every episode, we give out the new password and info for A, the NSA online surveillance system, or B, the nuclear launch codes.
I like this one.
You do?
This is the last time I like it, I'm going to like it again.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. I mean, just what a great way to get people to, come back every week.
Yeah. It'll really build a community of, people who are trying to launch nukes, and it'll bring in a lot of people, and it'll gain so much attention.
Yeah,
we'll gain so much attention.
That's for sure.
And then it's always the something that we do. We always just because they're always changing.
Code.
Yeah, they're always changing the launch codes because we keep finding them out.
We're like the WikiLeaks guy, but fun. WikiLeaks. Yeah, blank the leak.
But I don't think that I wrote down how we're gonna do that. Oh, just gotta, just a second. I gotta.
No, we figured it out. No, I have some fine print. Wikipedia.
Whoa, Wikipedia. I didn't add that to my notes.
Yeah. Problem solved.
Cool.
So look forward to that next week.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you mind if I? I'm sorry, Wyatt. Do you mind if I retell my Subaru story?
I don't mind. It was actually a good story.
Could you maybe like be a little bit excited when like the when the peaks come up
and was
like
I excited
and
last
give me
time?
Some wows?
Okay. I'll be super
give me
sincere.
Some wows and like some
I'm going to do it. Just
all right, cool, tell cool. The story. It's like it's your first time listening to all it. Right. Just like the yeah. Just like the listeners. So I need a car.
And no
so,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I need one. And I found a Subaru that's down in Nanaimo.
What?
And I know. I wanted to go down and see it.
Shut
and
up.
The Subaru was a 2000 Subaru right, Impreza right. Body with a 1995 Subaru STI engine and transmission. Okay?
Ah!
It's insane. And it's been tuned
mm-hmm.
to have some maximum power. It was pushing 300 HPs.
Horsepower.
To the wheels.
Power.
To the wheels. All Cheval. Four of them. It's all-wheel drive. Cheval. It's sick.
Poor.
And so I wanted to go check it out. You didn't like that it
white
had
rims.
Right, white rims like I showed you.
It's a black car, right?
I don't remember.
Was it gray?
I don't remember.
It was awful. Like, white rims? Come on. Like a white spoiler.
I kind of wanted to get rid of those as well, but it was a definitely. Sick car. So I went down, I texted the guy, went down all the way to Nanaimo. It was like an hour and a little bit to go and meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started walking up to the car, looked in the window, and I went, oh, no.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to buy this car. And he starts walking out. You know, I shake his hand. He goes in. He starts, and he, like, pops the hood, and we, like, start checking it out and listening
for sure,
to
for
it.
Sure.
And as soon as he started it, I was like, oh, no. Because it was
What's
loud.
Wrong?
It was so loud, Wyatt. It was straight pipe from the engine to the exhaust.
No muffler.
There was no muffler. It's like you know the story.
I mean, yeah, I kind of do.
You just know the car.
Yeah.
There was no muffler. It was so loud. which some people like, I did not. I like the cars that are like, they sound powerful when it's giving out a lot of power, like the mm-hmm. BMWs and the Audis. But this one was just so loud.
So why
all
did you
scoop
up the car in the first place, though? Because I think we kind of skipped it. I think we skipped that part of the story.
I'm going to get there, Wyatt.
Okay.
God damn.
It's hard when I know the story and you're telling it in a different order than you did last time. What was wrong? You went up to the inside of the car and you're like, oh no, I'm not going to buy this car.
Yeah.
And then you just... Why
Look,
not?
It's a little bit of suspense, okay?
Okay, I mean, I think you forgot.
Oh. All
right.
And then, you know, at this point, I knew I wasn't going to buy the car because it was gutted on the inside.
Oh.
Now, why? Do you know what gutted is?
Yeah, they took all the stuff out.
Whoa, you know a lot about cars.
I knew that before.
You didn't.
You didn't, you didn't
I
say that about anything.
I knew explain to you what gutted was.
No, you did not.
I did. I did have to do it.
Cars or fish or anything. It just means taking out the guts.
So does that mean I took out the engine?
No. It means it's like the, you know, seats and like the stuff.
Really?
It could mean
the
engine.
Seats would be like the bum.
It could mean the engine. If you
so they took out,
the engine
they
compartment.
Gutted the inside of this Subaru. And, you know, they didn't post any pictures of the interior on the ad, and that's kind of why I went down to see it, to make sure everything was good. It was not good, Wyatt.
So
the back
bad.
Seats were out. All of the side paneling, it was gone. It was bad.
Why?
The shifter skirt, which I think we decided to call it, it's gone.
The rubber thing. Awful.
And the worst part is they had a race seat in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When they
because it was a racing.
Because
right?
It was a race car.
Yeah.
They did it for track racing. When the kid that I was going to buy it from bought the car, he got rid of the race seat and put in two new seats in the front. Not
because
in the back, just
seats
the front.
Are unsafe.
And illegal. They're yeah. safe. They're very safe.
They're unsafe.
They're very
Why are they
safe.
Illegal then?
What? Because they have like a 5-point harness, and that means that you go fast, and you're supposed to crash, so you go fast. I don't
so
I really don't. I'm talking completely out of my ass here, Wyatt.
Okay.
This wasn't part of the last episode. This wasn't part of our prior
I'm
thing.
I'm trying to keep it interesting for me.
The worst part is that these seats came with the buckle, the seatbelt buckle, and the seat belt itself was still the Subaru Impreza, and they didn't match up. The buckle didn't go to the seatbelt. And
fit?
So I'm sitting here trying to put it in, and I'm like, hey, does this not work? And he says, oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that the buckle isn't the same as the seatbelt, so it doesn't actually buckle in. And I look at him like, Okay. What do you do? And he just goes, oh, I just loop it around. I just push it over myself like you regular would, and then I hook it around the e-brake.
This is the absolute worst idea ever.
He hooks it around the e-brake.
The e-brake of all things.
The e-brake of all things.
Oh, my God.
And so he's just sitting here with his seatbelt across him and then around this e-brake. It's not doing anything. And I'm sitting there like, do I do the same thing? Mine doesn't work. And so I have to sit there as he drives this 300 horsepower Subaru just like mad. It's so loud.
And how does he say it's okay, though? Like, what's his reasoning? Oh, it's fine.
You're such a good backup for me, Wyatt.
Yeah, no problem.
Because you catch all these things. And I look at him. Like when he first tried on the seatbelt and he put around the thing, he just goes, the cops can't tell.
It's fine.
It's fine. The cops can't tell because it's hooked around and it looks like it's normally done up. It's fine, man.
There's nothing wrong with this situation.
He's been driving it for 3 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm assuming like a crazy man.
Lucky to be alive.
It's almost like it's as stupid. It is as stupid. It's as stupid as riding a bike without a helmet.
I just knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I saw it in your eyes.
I don't tie my backpack to my e-brake? I don't know. I don't tie my shoelaces to my pedals.
No, the seatbelt is your helmet.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have a helmet. How do I?
That's what I'm saying, is that he basically didn't have... Whatever. Whatever, Wyatt. Whatever.
I see where you're going with it. I mean, is it really that stupid? All right.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
Let's whip out the dialogue.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really? All right. Dialogue time.
Yeah, this dialogue, like I said, made me miss a little bit of sleep, not because it took a long time or because I was working on it really hard. I mean, I worked on it really hard, but I procrastinated a little bit.
That's
I apologize
fine.
That to my body.
Who doesn't? I apologize.
And so here we go.
Ready or not, here it goes. You're waiting for me to stop talking.
Oi.
Hey, who dis?
You after my girl?
Who dis, B-Face?
You're going after my girl.
No, I don't think so. Who dis, B-Face?
I've seen you chatting her up during class, and I got your number off of her bro. If you tangle with my girl, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Which class?
English.
Is she Emily?
No.
Allie?
No.
Sarah?
It's Alicia, you swine. Tell me where to find you so I can kindly kick your ass.
45 Acorn Street.
You just gave me an address in Boston. Your number is registered to here.
It's a bit tricky. But I'm sure this is just a big misunderstanding, and I hope to help you resolve it. Who is this?
It's Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff McLeod. D-Face? Man, I watched your provincial match for wrestling. Your double leg snatch in the last minute to win got me off the seat cheering for you.
Oh yeah, sure. Thanks, man. But I really want to come face to face with you and end whatever is going on.
Oh yeah, for sure. Of course we can do that. But just thinking about your wrestling, did you have any recruiters come and talk with you after you won provincials?
No, not after provincials. Here in Missouri, we don't have a lot of recruiters that come by to watch provincials. But I got to go to nationals in Washington.
That's fantastic, man. I haven't heard anything about how that went. How did you do?
Well, I knew these recruiters were going to be there, and I really wanted to get into a good university. I trained so hard leading up to it, and put all my schoolwork behind me for a bit. It was so rough, bro.
Good for you, D-Face. Follow your passion. And what ended up happening?
Unfortunately, my mother got very sick a week before nationals. She was in the hospital and begged me to go, but I couldn't leave her alone while I was gone. I missed nationals that year.
Ah, respect, buddy. Must have been so hard on you. What illness did she have? Is she okay now?
Yeah, she's all good now. Just some mild medication left. But she had an early stage of kidney disease. We're just glad that we caught it early and could treat it.
Good to hear that she's okay. My Nana had kidney disease just a few years ago. And we nearly lost her. Tough thing to go through. All the happier to come out from it.
Sorry your Nana had to go through that. Glad to hear she pulled through, man. This all seems crazy now that I've talked to you. I can't believe I came at you like that about Alicia. Things have just been a bit rough, you know? But you seem super chill and sorry about the trouble.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. Sorry to hear about you and Alicia. ... I hope you don't mind me saying, but I don't think things should work out between you two.
What? ? What do you mean?
I don't know, man. I just know some stuff that is pretty serious. I just feel bad telling you.
No, man, you can tell me. Come on, you can share anything.
Alicia has been cheating on you.
What? ! For how long?
About 3 months now.
Oh, this is awful. I knew something was up. That bitch! ! That lying, unfaithful bitch! ! Thank you for sharing, man. I hope there's no hard feelings between us, and I really appreciate you telling me all these things and opening my eyes. Who told you all this stuff? How do you know about it?
No one told me. I'm the one she's cheating on you with.
Yeah. Always fun.
Very good.
Always fun to work with you, Wyatt.
Thank you.
Now, we just read that last time.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you enjoy it?
It was quite good. It was quite funny.
Now, Wyatt, you got to give me a little more feedback than that. I know. All right? According to you, they're all good, all right? They're all funny. How was it?
Okay.
How'd you like the plot twist? There was the initial, it went the other way, and then it came back.
I thought that he was cheating on the guy's, Alicia, who was it?
Alicia.
I basically thought he was the cheater, right? And, like, the guy's mad because he was cheating on, with his girlfriend, with her girlfriend.
His girlfriend?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Basically, I thought he was the cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, they talk for a while, and the guy forgets that he thinks that the guy cheated.
You don't remember it, do you?
No, I remember. Okay. And then at the end, he did cheat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a little U-turn slash go back, like an S.
Yeah.
But
it's like a little spaghetti noodle.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of thought he was a cheater the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to tell because, I wrote the story.
Mm-hmm.
And voice acted by yours truly, Spencer.
Why?
It's right, it's us.
Yeah.
We're but out of
I thought
of
it was funny that he forgot that he cheated, and he just like...
No, he didn't forget.
No?
No, he didn't forget. Look, there's some good lines here, Wyatt. There's some solid lines here. How about,
I mean, you just kind of lose track of what's going on.
Number for where am I? Face. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, thanks, man. Right? He's like, thanking him for the thing. But I really want to come face to face with you, and then whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line. There's the transition line.
Yeah, but they talk about wrestling.
He's kind of like being a little bit closer to him, and he kind of like pushes away a little bit. But he's like, no, seriously, we should probably do this. And then he starts like to get to know him better.
He talks about his grandma and all sorts of things. And he just like...
Oh, yeah, like he was me.
You're such a cool guy. You couldn't have possibly cheated on my girlfriend. Me with my girlfriend. How do you say that properly? Cheated on
what we,
me.
What we read, I might change it.
Cheated with my girlfriend. Something like that. But yeah, 7 out of 10 baby. That's what
Thank
I gave you last
you.
Time.
Thank you. I worked late on that baby.
It's a fine pregnancy. Fine pregnancy.
You did
a fine job.
Yeah, it was easy coming out. It was my fifth one.
Oof. Waiting for that. That's gotta be hard on the body. Gotta say, no C sections yet. We'll know when that happens.
Do you know what's scary about the babies? I don't know any of the fathers.
There's five of them?
There's five babies, so it's scary?
Yeah.
What, are you overheating in here?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my God. We're in the furnace room, but it's still winter, and it's like 10 at night.
What gives? Wait, is there a furnace in here? There's blankets all over the
place. There's blankets all over the place.
Where's the furnace?
Look, it's behind that red one right in front of us.
Is it like
it means
hot?
We can... What?
It's burning. You smell that?
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Is rotten eggs?
They can't even tell.
Burnt toast?
What? Rotten eggs? Quiet!
Burnt toast! It's a heart attack thing, right? No, it's a stroke thing.
Oh, right. No.
Stroke thing?
Yeah, I think when you get a stroke, you smell things.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like propane, because that smells like...
Rotten eggs?
Rotten eggs. But it's a furnace, so...
Oh, man.
I would have saved you, though.
Would you have?
Yeah.
How?
You know. CPR. Lifeguard.
Why, let's get the heck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Trains.
Trains. Train time.
Here we go. Okay. Do it with me because it's gonna bump us up. Ready?
We should have, hold on. Three, we should have like a theme song.
Two, one. Choo, choo, choo.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I was just about to suggest that we have like a theme song or something to like introduce the train section. Mm-hmm. That's what that is.
It could be.
We do that every time.
Let's one of us does chugga chugga and the other one does choo choo.
All right.
What are you good at?
Chugga chugga.
Okay.
What are you gonna... That was the first try. It was good. That's good for
yeah,
the first try.
Okay.
All
right. Do you wanna slip through and give us some quick ones? Because we talked about it pretty in depth, but let's get through them quick, boy.
All right. I'm gonna tell my story. It wasn't that long, was it?
Yeah.
It was long. I'm gonna try to say it really fast. I think I'll just talk fast.
Go ahead.
So I started out with my train research, as always, by typing train into Google and waiting to see what happened in the Google search box. It says train magazine. First thing, click it. Wow, great. I'll talk about train magazine. Awesome. Turns out to be a bodybuilding training magazine. That sucked. Didn't work out. You know what? I forgot the second thing again. This is the third time I've forgotten.
You had three things.
What was the second? Oh, right. Next, train page on Wikipedia. Train the band. Train's the band?
Train.
Train, yeah. Anyways, we talked about it last time. Apparently they suck. It's kind of a gimmick on
probably.
The Cars.
I haven't heard of
maybe
it.
Maybe like a tribute band.
I haven't even heard about Cars.
You haven't heard the Cars?
Give me one song.
So lonely, so lonely. That one?
God, what a sad song.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wyatt, get me out of here, man.
All right, we'll move on. Trains are terrible. They just have no notable music, and they've been around since 1993.
Oh, God, I thought you were talking about our subject trains. Woo! You got me there for a little bit.
No. The band. The band.
Yeah, you're not a very good liar.
Yeah. All right.
Because I caught that you said train. Never mind. Go ahead.
I didn't follow. It's too late. Strike two. That didn't work either. We can't talk about that. No one wants to hear about that. Oh, we did talk about it. All right. So I find a video on YouTube. It's the best place to look for things to talk about. It's this lady. She's on the subway, the metro in Europe, according to Spencer. It's called that.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting on the subway bench, minding her own business, reading a magazine. Early morning, looks like going to work. The train stops at the whatever station, blah, blah, blah. A guy gets on the train. Totally nonchalant, walks on just like any other morning. Winter coat, scarf, glasses, mittens, shoes, no pants.
Is this your short story?
Kind of. No, what? No, this is like a real thing that happened. It's a video I'm watching.
No, I know.
I'm just making it really good. It sounds like I wrote it, right?
I'm ready to get to bed.
Hurry up, he says.
No, I will never say that to your face.
Anyways, next stop, another guy gets on the train. No pants. This goes on. About seven stops.
Wow.
Guys get on the train. They're not wearing any pants. It's pretty hilarious. Anyways, she's weirded out. Then she thinks it's funny. Then she's, I don't know, gets off the train. Apparently, it's a big international holiday. They do it in Vancouver, too.
And we speculated on that national holiday.
We did?
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago that we speculated about it. We said we need to do that in our town.
Right.
And yeah. I absolutely think we should.
Yep.
We had a problem, though.
No subway.
No metro.
Trains. However, we had a solution.
We had two solutions. Mm-hmm. One, we have train tracks. We build a structure over the train tracks. We now have a metro.
Don't worry about telling us how bad that is. We already talked about it. Not good. We're not going to do that.
Idea number two.
So we have a bunch of subway restaurants in town.
Yes,
like
we do.
Three.
Yeah.
We should, you know, decide a date, put it on the web, make sure everyone's ready. We could just say it right now. January 2nd, 2016.
It's not that. Oh.
January 3rd?
Oh, I thought you said today. Sorry.
No.
I got it. Go ahead.
Anyways. January? What are you talking about? 2016? And, you know, we all show up at Subway, no pants on. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
We're all good. No pants? We're fine.
Yeah, exactly. Hilarious.
And I said that we could definitely get enough people in there to, like, start make people laugh instead of start calling the cops before the cops actually showed up.
Yeah.
And then we could probably hang out there for...
Just piling people.
As long as everybody buys something, I think they'll be okay with it. If we just go in there, rock no pants for a little bit, take off.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
We could do it on the day that they decide, oh my god, that's what we'll do. Because they have a day and they put it online for the train thing.
Just get the same one?
It was the same day.
Yeah.
And we'll do it at Subway.
People would love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to add that to my list of ways to improve the podcast. No nice. Pants day.
No pants day.
Are you concluded your train segment, Wyatt?
I'm all done.
Fun video.
Fun video.
I suggest that people go watch it.
Me too. It's called No Pants Train Something. Look it up, you'll find it.
I started my search. Like I said last week, I went to trains.com. Boring as hell.
Terrible website.
Do you know how fun we make trains?
Amazingly fun.
Yeah. Do you know how boring they made trains?
Amazingly boring.
Oh my goodness. I didn't last there long. All that I wrote down was some of their issues that they send out, like Model Railroad Weekly or Trains Weekly or Garden Railways.
Train magazines bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly, why?
And I even guessed that last time without knowing.
So I went to their forums, saw nothing there. I was hoping that somebody would do something a little fun, but no, it was all boring. Somebody started a quiz, though. Was hard as hell. I said, no, thank you. Looked at my own train quiz. Found one that I thought was pretty good. Here come some of the questions, Wyatt. Are you ready as though you haven't heard them before?
I am so ready.
Here I come. Heard them before. Where were trains invented?
England.
Give me a little more vast.
Oh, I said planet Earth last time. That was funny.
Yeah, that's why I went to put it. Yeah.
All right.
Give me a little more of that.
Planet Earth.
Okay.
All right. And then England. That's
who was our buddy that invented it?
Jeffrey.
Nope.
Trankovic.
Richard Trevithick.
Trevithick. That's what it is. Yeah. Okay.
And then I wrote down a fun thing that Eli H. Janney, he patented the coupler.
Right.
Do you know what the coupler is?
You know, the linker between the two trains, maybe.
That's a good guess.
Because it couples them together.
I didn't know. I just wrote it down.
Oh, right.
And then it asked, what was the most miles laid per day of, no wait, the laid for one day of the Transcontinental Railroad across the U.S.?
And what are the four options?
1 mile, 5 miles, 15 miles, or 30 miles?
Okay, so I have an opportunity here to not sound dumb like I did the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take that opportunity, or do I have to give the same answer?
Yeah, so it's 1, 5, 15, or 30.
Do I have to say the same thing?
No, just say whatever you legitimately think it is.
I legitimately think it's 1 mile, but I know it's wrong.
Is it 1, 5, 15, or 30?
I'm locking in at 1.
It was a trick question, Wyatt. It's 10.
Dang it. Wrong again.
Wrong again, Wyatt. Wrong again, my friend.
Darn it.
You get yourself every time.
Yeah.
And I looked up a few facts. That 10 miles in one day was a result of a bet between two friends or whatever, just like our buddy Richard Trevithick, for $10,000. And he won because he laid over 10,000 miles of railroad.
Good for
which
him.
Is a lot. It's a lot.
He didn't do it all by himself.
No, though. They had a lot of the Japanese-Chinese workers that we know a lot about. I did a little bit of maths.
Terribly narcissistic maths.
And I did some research. The Transcontinental Railway was 1,907 miles, and on estimation there was about 1,200 deaths from it.
Oh my God.
Therefore, over that 10 miles, just kind of like by averaging out, you know, like,
ratios,
and everything.
Triangles.
Over that 10 miles, 6.3 Chinese or Japanese workers died.
I can't believe you went to the trouble to find that out.
Are you glad I did?
No.
Wyatt, you know I can tell when you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm just smiling because it's the same voice.
Yeah, and I,
So that's sad.
The way that they measured estimated how many people is that they didn't really exactly count the dead bodies. They just took them and then they burned them in traditional fashion. It was the correct way to do it, is that they burned the bodies and then their bones, are collected and then sent off to their loved ones back home and they weighed the bones and that's how they averaged out how many deaths there were. it's pretty brutal. Awful. Okay. But it's awful. The Americans, wasn't the Canadians yet. We haven't gotten to our railroad yet.
Oh, God, even worse.
Transcontinental Railway started in Sacramento. We talked about the bisons and how many they shot, just because, like, how many bourgeois boys and babies? I don't want to say bitches.
You're losing me. You're just saying a lot of words that start with B.
I'm throwing them out, man. I'm throwing it out so fast. All right, these bourgeois families.
Bourgeoisie, as opposed to the proletariat?
Sure, Wyatt. They would go on this train, and they would go across the U.S., and they'd go across all these flatlands of, you know, Nebraska and all that. I don't know if it went through Nebraska.
Wisconsin and Montana and Texas.
And they would just shoot.
Idaho.
They would shoot all the bison. Just, they wouldn't get them. They wouldn't hunt them. Yeah, they would just, it'd be one of the activities on the train. Because it's a really long goddamn thing. Trail ride.
So terrible.
The trail ride. The news of the last spike, I found out. The last guy, you know, he's probably like a big dude, an investor, not very coordinated. He's mostly got that business mind.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up and he's got his big hammer and he starts like going at it in his big nice suit.
Misses a couple times.
He misses a couple times. He's got to hit it a lot of times. The news of that was relayed through Telegram. Which I thought was really funny.
Oh my God. And then we talked. And we got on tangent.
We talked about Telegrams for a while, but I thought it was hilarious because I imagined that there was just somebody sitting beside him with this Telegram machine. Uh-huh. And every time that he hit the thing, he would just press the Telegram button.
Yep.
Beep, beep.
And then they
beep.
Know.
And then once he finally get it in, he just like does a long dash. He's like, it's in. And then we talked in Telegram for a bit. Let's get rid of all that. All
right, we won't even talk about Morse code. We won't even go there.
Actually, they don't know what our Morse code is. All right, I'm gonna tell you something. You gotta tell me what I spell to you, okay?
We're experts now. We talked about this for like 20 minutes.
All right. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I think I got it. Beep beep beep.
Mm-hmm.
Beep beep beep.
Mm-hmm.
Beep beep beep.
Bab.
I did write Bab.
Nice.
Yeah, I wrote Bab just
how
to
did
you.
I know that.
B-A-B.
B-A-B.
Beep, beep, beep. No, wait. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. That is our Morse code.
We kind of figured out that we can only do 8 letters with that system.
Yeah.
Because, like, dashes and dots and math and, you know, it's really intellectual and smart.
Our
so.
System's probably a little bit worse than the one that actually works, but I'll let you guys be the judge of that. And then my last thing about trains, simply enough, I got 5 out of 10 answers on the train quiz. Yay. Simple as that. Boom. Drop that
50%
mic.
50% is a pass.
Just. 50% exactly. I'm equally good as I am bad.
Still counts.
I'm still a winner. Yeah. Look at me. I'm a winner.
You're a winner.
I don't think I have the passion in it this time.
No, you didn't. No.
I don't think I got the passion.
You're tired.
Yeah. Are you excited to record that audio bit? It won't take long. Wyatt.
Honestly?
I promise.
I'm really excited. I think it's funny. It's worthwhile. You guys are going to love it. You're going to...
You mean they loved it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's in the past.
But not for us. Man, time is such a funny thing. And unfortunately... Can I say this word?
We are out of time.
I was going to say, nice.
Thank you for joining us for our second attempt at this podcast.
Technically podcast number 6, formerly known podcast number 5 is what we'll call it.
Yeah, we lost some dynamite stuff. We lost some dynamite energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hope we came back with a little bit of it. We just kind of just like hit the basics. You know, we hit it and quit it.
Yeah. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah, I know I will.
Me too.
You will?
Because I'll totally listen to it.
Wyatt?
In like a couple months or something, I'll get to it.
A couple months?
No, a couple weeks. I can't say that.
Why can't you just download it and just listen to our podcast?
Oh, don't do that face.
Why can't you just listen to our podcast?
You know that's
Wyatt?
Not actually making anyone
feel sympathetic.
Do you
think I could like cry on command right now?
The pouting does not work for your face. Jake.
I'm going to make a tear come out right now, Wyatt.
I can actually do that. Do you want to see?
Can you really? I mean, I know you're a pretty good crier, but... Okay, I'm going to give you time. Oh my goodness, Wyatt. Oh, you're making me tear up. You're making me tear up, Wyatt. No.
Did you see it? Right there?
What? I'm gonna get you in the right light. You know, I'll allow it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I got more coming. They're coming. I'm so sad. I don't know why.
You're really tearing up and you're just staring at nothing. What are you thinking about? Okay, it's over.
I don't know. It's sad.
Look at me, okay. Wyatt. You're a winner.
No, I'm a loser.
You're a winner, Wyatt.
I'm
a winner.
All right, I'm going to wipe away the tears.
We're now out of time, yeah. According to us.
According to us.
Thank you for joining
according
us
to our
yet again.
Thank you.
I need to text Liam to make sure he's listening.
Yeah, we got to make sure he's still listening to these because we can't keep signing off, you know.
Mm-hmm. Leah probably listens to more.
Yeah, she's beating you, Liam.
I got to have some kind of hook to get Liam to come.
Hockey lacrosse.
Wow, you nailed it. He's nailed it. In.
Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Ah, it's fine.
No, you can tell me.
We're going to tell Brady to listen to the podcast, and then we're like, there's a surprise at
Brady,
the end.
Brady, let's listen to the podcast. There's a surprise at the end. Thank you for joining us, everybody. This one was a shorty, and we hope that you either enjoyed it, or you at least appreciated that it was short. That means that they didn't like it, if you picked that up.
I picked it up, and then I put it back down.
As always, you can find us on the YouTube. If you're listening, you already found us. But we're on YouTube, we're on iTunes, we're on Podomatic, which leads us to Podcast Republic, my favorite application on my phone. And finally, SoundCloud. Thank you, Wyatt.
Nice. Nailed it.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
TTFN.
What's up?
Ta-ta for now. Did you forget? No.